We have an invitation to Thanksgiving dinner. The Kitchen, that site beloved by home cooks, is partnering with the Splendid Table and creating a Thanksgiving menu especially for all of us. Now, if you know the Kitchen site, you know that it has a countless number of tested recipes, a troubleshooting column, new finds, and one section I particularly enjoy, kitchen tours. That is, home kitchens done on all kinds of budgets. Well, Faith Durand is behind all of this. She's executive editor of The Kitchen. Faith, it is so good to have you with us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. We're really delighted to be here. And I say we because it's me, but I'm definitely here on behalf of all of us at The Kitchen.
Well, you know, that's what I want to know. How many of you are The Kitchen? No, because you guys do so much. I mean, you do everything from kitchen tours to all kinds of, you know, ideas for design and finds and recipes. Do you have sort of a base camp, you know, a central kitchen?
We don't. We don't have a central test kitchen, so we're not really like a magazine in that sense. There are five or six of us who are full-time or part-time on the editorial staff, and we're all over the country. And then we work with a big pool of freelancers as well. But we're all cooking in our own home kitchens.
And this is really about home food as opposed to restaurant food.
It is.
I wonder, because the recipes have different tones to them.
Yes.
Are there people who tend to, I mean, like, for instance, if you tell me to roast, I'll follow you anywhere. You know, I mean, are there people you like to, as executive editor, say, this is bread, and I know so-and-so is dynamite?
Yes, that would be our recipe editor, Emma Christensen, who is our bread expert. She also brews beer and many other things. And then if we need something that's very classically Southern, I go to our recipe developer, Neely, who's in Atlanta, and she's our, you know, tailgating Southern food, fried food expert. You know, and then there's Emily in LA, who she tends to eat almost exclusively vegan and gluten-free. And so we have that voice as well. And it's a very diverse team. And that's a lot of the fun of working together.
Well, let's talk. You have designed, you've created for us a Thanksgiving menu.
Yes.
Now, I want you to talk specifically about the menu, but where did you begin with this? What was the concept behind it?
Well, you know, I think that we often think of Thanksgiving as the giant Norman Rockwell dinner. And I grew up going to Cleveland for Thanksgivings, where my grandmother lives. And we'd usually have like 40 or 45 people across three tables and two rooms and children and dogs. And it was just an absolutely enormous feast. And I really love that. But I think that, you know, if people get older or they're busier or they're maybe living in a city and can't go home for Thanksgiving, they want to have something at their own table, something that they can fit into a small house or a small apartment without a too much prep, something smaller, something swankier, because it's going to just be grown-ups, maybe, you know, just a smaller group. So that was really what we were thinking for this. It has all the most pleasurable parts of the meal without being just enormous and taking a week to do.
And it's all make-ahead, right?
It's very make-ahead. I think that's something that people don't realize about Thanksgiving dinner, is how many of the favorite dishes are very make-ahead.
Okay, so what is the menu?
The menu starts with a few small bites because nobody wants to fill up before Thanksgiving dinner, but it's nice to have something in people's hands, something delicious. So we start with just some shrimp. You know, you can just buy at the store and defrost with a little bit of sauce, and gougères, which are a lovely, crunchy, they're basically a fancy cheese puff. And if you've never made them, you really need to make them because they're wonderful. And they can be made ahead. You can make them months ahead and freeze them, and you just bake them straight out of the freezer.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't it so easy? And then for the menu itself, we have just a small turkey. And Emma has created a really wonderful turkey recipe we use on the site. It's basically set it and forget it. I think if you can do so many great things to a turkey, but in the end, all you really need to do is put it in the oven and bake it. And that's what we do with this. It's not a big deal.
Well, and the reality is there's so much else on the table. I always think the turkey's a minor event.
I do too. So, and then, you know, we hit all the other big pieces. We have a very classic bread stuffing. I always call it stuffing, even though I know it's not baked in the turkey, so it should be called dressing, but I call it stuffing.
So you're not that technical here.
Yeah, it's a sage and onion stuffing. It's sort of like the classic ones you'd get out of the box, but all homemade, and you can make it the day before. We have a cranberry sauce. We do golden mashed potatoes with a little bit of rutabaga in them to give them this really beautiful golden color and a little more, you know, taste. And we do a Brussels sprout salad. It has a brown butter dressing on it.
Ooh, that sounds great.
It's wonderful. And you can make it the night before. It actually gets better as it sits in the fridge. And then we have rolls. We have sweet potato rolls, which they take the sweet potato place on the table on this menu. So it's a pretty simple menu. It's very do-ahead. It's really great for 6 to 8 people.
How about dessert?
Well, dessert. We go a little more off script for dessert because I wanted it, again, very make-ahead. We do actually, instead of pie, we're doing a pumpkin maple creme brulee. And this is a no-bake creme brulee. It's just a quick pudding. You can make several days ahead, and then you just brulee it at the end of dinner. And then we serve that also with a very dark, damp gingerbread cake, which I love.
Oh, boy.
And a quince sorbet. Quince is a fruit I feel like doesn't get enough love around this time of year. We really adore it at the kitchen. Again, you can make it weeks ahead if you prefer.
Hey, I can't wait to do this. And thanks to the kitchen and the whole gang for giving us such a great Thanksgiving feast.
Oh, thank you for letting us share.
You take care, Faith, and have a great one.
Thank you. You too, Lynn.
Faith Durand is executive editor of The Kitchen. Now you can find The Kitchen's small and swanky Thanksgiving menu on the website, splendidtable.org.